Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Simple Biz 360 podcast. We are in the middle of a 3 business tips in 5 minutes series, so we don't take up much of your time. Your coffee's not even done by the time we're done with this show, right? So sit back, enjoy 5 minutes. You can follow us on IGTV, Gab TV, YouTube. We had our own channel on YouTube, or any one of the 28 listening platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iHeart, Pandora, you name it, we're on it. And we just love to have your follow. We'd love a subscription or a 5-star rating if, and only if, we deserve it. So today, we're going to be talking about quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. QSS. What in the world is this? Well, listen, take a look at this graphics behind me on the wall. For those of you listening that can't see this, it's a bunch of numbers, letters, and just stuff plastered against the wall. And you know, when we get in these business dealings, right, a lot of times things move fast and furious. There's 2, 3, 4, 5 people in a room or more, and there's all these conversations, there's all these thoughts and opinions and things coming at us from every different angle. And it's so easy for us to get locked. We just get locked and loaded on what we want to say and the point we want to make and how we want to drive the conversation, that we want to be in control, right? That we just fixate on that and we forget to listen to the customer. Now, This was a wonderful sermon I heard from a very, very articulate orator years ago, and he entitled it Quick, Slow, Slow. And it was actually taken from James in the Bible, James 1:19-20. And, you know, some of the translations are talk about be quick to hear, and others talk about be quick to listen. But the other two ingredients are slow to speak and slow to anger. So if the situation does get you angry, you've got an opportunity here to just plug in QSS and slow that train down. Slow that puppy down, that thing that's going to come out of your mouth that you are going to regret later on. So let's talk about the front end of this. Quick to listen, right? Or hear. Well, here's my feeling on hearing and listening. And, you know, I'll never forget my wife. I think I brought this story up before. She said, Jeff, go up in the upstairs bedroom, Marissa's bedroom, go to her bureau, second drawer to the right, pull her pink shorts out. Can you grab those for me? Sure. So I get up there. I go into the bedroom. I look at the bureau. I look at the room, and I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to get? Well, I heard my wife, right, because I'm up in the upstairs bedroom. But did I really listen? No. I didn't listen. So, you know, quick to listen. Customers have a point of view. They've got their feelings that we're in the middle of this experience economy. So their opinions, their feelings, what they're expressing to you are part of this experience economy. They're experiencing something you may not think you're delivering to them, but you are. So be quick to listen to them or hear them. But I just argue that make sure you transfer that hearing event into a careful listening event. You know, if you want to say, hey, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry, do you mind if I take notes? I just don't want to miss anything here. Take notes. That's another slow down mechanism. It's part of that transition into slow. So you're slow to speak, right? You're quick to listen. You're taking notes, maybe, maybe not, but you're at least absorbing what they're saying. And then, you know, just calculate your speak. What your words, pick and choose your words better as you slow that speaking train down. And then if this does agitate you, if this isn't a direct attack on the way you're doing business or the way you're conducting business, I implore you to follow this scriptural advice, right? Don't get angry. Be very, very slow to reach that boiling point. Count to 3. You know, you've already slowed yourself down on the speaking end. Now slow yourself down again, just like that scripture reads. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Man, if you can do this in the midst of all that noise with the numbers and the you know, letters and the emails and the text messages and everything barraging us every day, I tell you what, you will end up choosing the right words, saying the right things in the better tone of voice, and the customer situations might get diffused quicker. They might never light up and get all, you know, wild and out of control. And you might retain more customers for repeat business or referral business. So again, quick, slow, slow, QSS. Where the Light Shines Through is a cool tune by one of my favorite bands, SoCal Boys, Switchfoot. This is a live version, acoustic version, from August 11th, 2017, from the Paste Studios. Enjoy it. We will see you in 168 hours.